You're listening to SBS News.
Globally, 31% of women aged 15 to 49, that's about 850 million women, have experienced physical or sexual violence. The findings come from what the World Health Organization says is the largest ever study of its kind, encompassing data from 158 countries. The WHO's Director General is Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus.
Violence against women is not just criminal. It has long-lasting implications for the physical, mental, sexual, and reproductive health of women. Injuries, depression, anxiety, unplanned pregnancies, and sexually transmitted infections, including HIV, are just some of the health issues that survivors of violence must live with.
The violence starts young. According to the report, one in four teenage girls in a relationship has been assaulted by a partner or husband before their 19th birthday. And the true figures are likely to be much higher due to a known underreporting of sexual abuse. In many cultures, it's a heavily stigmatized crime. The report's author, Claudia García Moreno, says governments need to tackle economic inequalities that often leave females trapped in abusive relationships.
I think these numbers are very shocking and really are, sort of a wake-up call for governments to be doing much more to prevent this violence. And prevention entails actions at many different levels and in many different sectors. It's not one intervention that is going to help solve the problem. We need to address women's access to education and economic empowerment and access to paid employment.
The study analyzed data from 2000 to 2018, but violence against women is thought to have increased since then, partly due to the global pandemic.
There is certainly cause for concern because a lot of the risk factors that we know are associated with the increases in violence, financial stress, loss of livelihood, economic issues, additional stress with the children at home, people having to live in confined spaces for long periods, etc. These are all things that we know can contribute to exacerbating an already existing violent situation. So, we do have concerns about this.
In Australia, the number of women reaching out for help is rising. Crisis support service 1-800-RESPECT received an extra 100,000 calls in the past financial year. Alison Howarth is the service's clinical engagement manager.
So there was a massive increase, and we do attribute a lot of that to COVID-19. And a lot of people were telling us that they had experienced domestic violence for the first time, and the way that people were contacting did change as well. So, for example, a lot more people would use web chat as a form of being able to contact while not being overheard, and a lot more at night when their partner would be asleep.
Queensland-based service DV Connect also saw an increase in demand and an increase in the severity of violence during the global pandemic. Chief Executive Beck O'Connor agrees with the World Health Organization that economic support is what will empower women to leave abusive relationships.
There's an increased concern around stable and affordable housing options, and including access to jobs, meaning that some women are actually forced to choose between homelessness or returning to their abuser.
But Alison Howarth believes the solution is much simpler. She says it comes down to parents leading by example and teaching their children what respectful relationships look like.
Children will always do what you do, not what you say. So if they're living with role models who are practicing unhealthy relationship styles or using violence or power imbalance in a relationship, that's what they will find comfortable because that's normal to them. No matter how much they get told that respect and consent and healthy relationships are important, they will go back to what they've seen as normal in their growing up.
If you or someone you know is impacted by sexual assault, domestic or family violence, please call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or Lifeline on 13 11 14. Lucy Murray, SBS News.